From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders divided over the migration crisis. Europe's migrant crisis Tuesday focused on the Hungarian capital Budapest, where authorities shut down the main train station. Hundreds of migrants, mostly from the Middle East, were left stranded outside as they sought passage to Austria and Germany. Hungary's foreign minister, Péter Szijjártó, took aim at the policy of mandatory quotas of migrants for each European Union member state. He says it has failed because it encourages both human traffickers and immigrants. He says those who take steps to stop the influx are smeared with false allegations. The International Organization for Migration says more than 350,000 migrants have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year to escape poverty, persecution, and war. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma survived an impeachment bid over his government's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir under indictments by the International Criminal Court and allegations of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in Darfur. Musi Mamani is leader of South Africa's opposition Democratic Alliance.
This government has officially abandoned Nelson Mandela's commitment to a human rights-based foreign policy on the 15th of June. That was the day Omar al-Bashir was smuggled away from South African soil in defiance of an order of the North Gauteng High Court. It was an escape aided and abetted by President Jacob Zuma himself.
A local South African court had sought to detain the Sudanese leader attending an African Union meeting in June in South Africa. The government insisted Mr. Bashir had immunity while attending that AU event. This is VOA News. Asian markets showed more volatility today after Tuesday's global market slide over concerns of over the weakening Chinese economy and a possible future U.S. interest rate hike. The Shanghai Composite recovered after falling more than 4% at the opening. Tuesday in London and New York, shares lost 3%. Oil prices plunged. Sam Stovall is a U.S. equity strategist with Standard & Poor Capital IQ.
The S&P is in correction mode, meaning that it recently broke below the 10% decline threshold. We actually fell as far as 12.4%. So right now, I think the jury is out, but it looks as if we are retesting those prior lows. I think the real problem is that now investors in the U.S. are worrying that the U.S. itself is headed toward recession, possibly dragged bound by China or of its own accord.
U.S. and European stock futures, however, are in positive territory today. Gunmen kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. The workers, part of a crew building a football stadium, were taken in the mainly Shia Habibia district in northeastern Baghdad. No indication of the identity of the abductors or their motive. Supporters of the international nuclear agreement with Iran moved within a vote Tuesday of mustering enough support to protect the deal in the U.S. Congress. Two more Senate Democrats said they'll support the pact. The Senate returns to formally debate a Republican resolution to disapprove the accord before September 17th. The added support was welcomed Tuesday by U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
We're very pleased with the support that we've seen thus far. Those senators who've come out and members of Congress who've come out publicly in support of the deal, we're going to continue to work that and try to increase those numbers.
Their support means 33 members of the Senate, 31 Democrats and two independents, now support the deal. The UN agency UNESCO Tuesday confirmed the destruction of the ancient Temple of Bel by militants of the Islamic State in the Roman-era city of Palmyra in Syria. UNESCO's Giovanni Boccardi said after 2,000 years, the temple remains a focus of local religious life.
When this is over, the Syrian people, like the Iraqi people, will find a way of rebuilding their society and their cultural identity, if necessary, on those ruins.
UNESCO has called the destruction a war crime. Al-Shabaab militants assaulted an African Union base in southern Somalia Tuesday, killing at least 19 soldiers, reportedly taking others hostage. The death toll was provided by a high-ranking Somali official who told VOA a similar number of AO troops were abducted by al-Shabaab. At least two Malian soldiers killed in a pre-dawn attack Tuesday against an army checkpoint outside Timbuktu in northern Mali. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Jihadist groups have been active in the region. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.